Welcome to Business English Mastery, the podcast where we dive deep into all things related to the world of business and help you excel in the professional realm. In the latest update from FTX News, founder Sam Bankman-Fried continues to make headlines. This time, however, it's not for his cryptocurrency empire, but for the vast justifications he's been writing while under house arrest. Bankman-Fried's extensive writings span a staggering 250 pages, offering insight into his potential defense strategies for his upcoming trial. This development reaffirms the ongoing intrigue surrounding his legal challenges. Meanwhile, in the broader world of cryptocurrency, a recent upward trend has been observed in the market. Experts link this increase to the dovish statements emanating from the Federal Reserve. As the Fed consistently indicates a more accommodative stance, investor concerns over FTX and cryptocurrency generally are easing. This amelioration in sentiment is reflected in a boost in the market as cryptocurrency prices show signs of recovery infused with new optimism. Highlighting the ongoing saga of Bankman-Fried and the considerable influence of macroeconomic factors on cryptocurrency, these updates underscore the vibrant dynamics of the finance sector. Stay tuned to FTX News for continued coverage of these and other significant developments in the world of finance and cryptocurrency. In recent news, Jim Farley, the CEO of Ford, is urging the United Auto Workers, UAW, to come forward for negotiations as tensions rise before the looming strike deadline. Responding to the UAW, Farley voices his disagreement with the 40% increase in hourly wages that the union demands. He emphasizes the need for finding a mutual agreement to avoid a potentially disruptive strike. The ongoing tensions between the automaker and the labor union only escalate as the strike deadline approaches, bringing additional pressure to the negotiation process. The standoff has reached a crucial juncture where either the two sides will be able to reach a mutually satisfactory agreement or a strike becomes inevitable. Further updates on this unfolding story will follow. The Business Council, a potential challenger to the Confederation of British Industry, CBI, recently held its inaugural meeting as part of the Martha Lane Fox News. This meeting, chaired by Martha Lane Fox, who also presides over the British Chambers of Commerce, BCC, took place at the House of Lords where policy proposals to boost the UK economy were discussed. The intention of this assembly was to draft a business manifesto ahead of the looming general election, signalling the Business Council's ambition to eclipse the CBI as the foremost voice of British business. This could represent a notable shift in the country's business representation and policy-making landscape. In exciting SAP news, the global technology company has introduced a novel employee benefit policy that grants fathers 6 weeks of paid parental leave following the birth of their children. This initiative precedes the German government's proposed legislation to afford fathers 2 weeks of paid leave, thereby reinforcing SAP's progressive stance towards gender equality and its commitment to supporting employees in their personal lives. SAP's revolutionary policy not only aligns with proposed legislation, but also underscores the crucial role of fathers in childcare and promotes a healthy work-life balance. By offering this extended leave, SAP demonstrates that career and family life can effectively be integrated. This move facilitates fathers at SAP to participate more prominently in early childcare responsibilities, promoting bonding with their newborns and easing the transition to parenthood. Ultimately, SAP's decision to provide 6 weeks of paid parental leave serves as a benchmark for other organizations, shedding light on the growing acknowledgement of paternal involvement in childcare. The company strives to influence companies globally by fostering an inclusive culture that bolsters both personal and professional growth of their workforce. In recent news regarding the well-known real estate mogul, Tim Gerner, he has offered an apology for his controversial previous statements. Gerner had at one point suggested that companies might improve worker attitudes and productivity by considering layoffs, but he has since expressed regret and recognized the necessity for empathy and understanding, particularly in these challenging times. Gerner acknowledged in a statement that his earlier comments were not meant to dismiss the value of hard-working individuals, or overlook the struggles faced by those having difficulties in their jobs. He has gained an understanding of the importance of fostering a supportive and inclusive environment at work. He further emphasized the importance of being grateful for employment, especially in the ongoing global pandemic that has resulted in widespread job losses and economic instability. He underscored the essential role of empathy in developing a strong workforce and urged businesses to implement a more compassionate approach towards their employees. Reflecting on his erroneous comments, Gerner's apology exemplifies his readiness to own up to his mistakes and learn from them. These events serve as a reminder to all of us that the promotion of a positive and understanding work culture, regardless of our positions or industry, is crucial, especially during adverse times. That concludes this edition of our news. Stay tuned for more updates and in-depth analyses of the latest topics in our forthcoming podcast episodes. Thank you for joining us as we explored the fascinating world of business, discovering the strategies, insights, and stories that shape industries and inspire entrepreneurs worldwide.